Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Cal Abrams. Batting second, the third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting third, the right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting seventh, the catcher, Andy Semenik. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bubba Church. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bubba Church. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Tommy Brown. Batting second, the right fielder, Bob Addis. Batting third, the center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Gene Hermansky. Batting fifth, the catcher, Toby Atwell. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Bill Serena. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Johnny Klipstein. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Johnny Klipstein. And now, play ball. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Abrams for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Serena misplays the ball. That's an error on Serena. Adams moves to second. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adams scores. Marshall moves to third. Kluszewski moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Reds. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is walked intentionally. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Edwards. Brown reaches second base with a double. Joe Adcock now playing left field. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops it up and throws to first, with Church covering, for the out. Brown moves to third. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into center field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brown scores. Two outs. It's Reds, 1, Cubs, 1. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky takes first base on ball 4. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hermansky moves to second. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hermanski. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Bubba Church is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Church bunts towards the mound. Klipstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0 for 1 in the game. Abrams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McMillan moves to third. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Addis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McMillan scores. Abrams moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Reds. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Abrams scores. It's 3-1, Reds. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a line drive into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena strikes out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hatton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0 for 1 in the game. Semenik hits a fly ball into left field. Hermanski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Atwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3. With the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis is 0 for 1 in the game. Addis hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. McMillan fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Baumholtz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Addis moves to second. Gene Hermanski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermanski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hermanski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Church covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs won. The Reds will come to bat. Bubba Church is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Church is 0 for 1 in the game. Church hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clip Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Abrams takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Brown fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Atwell hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0 for 1 in the game. Serena hits a fly ball into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into left field. Hermanski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock hits a fly ball into center field. Baumhold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Baumhold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klipstein bunts towards first. Kluszewski scoops it up and throws to first, with Hatton covering, for the out. Jackson moves to second. One out. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis is 0 for 2 in the game. Addis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops it up and throws to first, with Church covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0 for 2 in the game. Semenik hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Semenik for the double play. Two outs. Bubba Church is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Church is 0 for 2 in the game. Church hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Baumholtz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hermansky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Atwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Church fields it and throws to first for the out. Hermansky moves to second. Two outs. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fondi for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Abrams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Abrams reaches second base with a double. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Adams bunts towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. Abrams moves to third. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kluszewski takes first base on ball 4. Marshall moves to second. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Abrams scores. Marshall scores. Kluszewski moves to third. It's 5-1, Reds. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatton hits a fly ball into right field. Addis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kluszewski scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Reds. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Semenik hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adcock moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McMillan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz, who is chasing the ball. McMillan reaches third base with a triple. Adcock scores. Semenik goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1, Reds. Bubba Church is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Church is 0 for 3 in the game. Church hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. McMillan scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-1, Reds. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Abrams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Church trying to get to third. Baumholtz throws the ball into Jackson, who tags Church for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0 for 2 in the game. Serena hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. One out. Bruce Edwards pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Serena moves to third. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis is 0 for 3 in the game. Addis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Semenik settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Dick Manville now pitching. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a line drive towards third. Jackson catches it and throws to first to double up Adams. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hermansky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baumholtz moves to third. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Atwell hits a fly ball into center field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baumholtz scores. One out. It's 9-2, Reds. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 3 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Jackson. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hatton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Hatton reaches second base with a double. Adcock moves to third. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Semenek takes first base on ball 4. Adcock scores. Hatton moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 10-2, Reds. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards second. Serena scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Hatton scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 11-2, Reds. Bubba Church is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Church is 0-for-4 in the game. Church hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Serena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 11, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Serena hits a fly ball into center field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Dick Manville. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cavaretta goes all the way around to score. It's 11-3 Reds. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis is 0-for-4 in the game. Addis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 11, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.